In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Buying back your childhood home has never been easier. We'll tell you how, coming up on Your Money Matters.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. Thanks to widespread interest in genealogy and a wealth of public records online, it's never been easier to track down and buy back former family homes. Joining us now with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Stefanos Chen. Stefanos, I find this fascinating. People are actually going out and buying up the homes their parents or grandparents grew up in. How did you first come across this story?
Yeah, so I was also really enthusiastic about this when I heard about the first example. Actually, in one of the examples made the story. I came across an agent who had mentioned to me that they had a young homeowner in her 30s who basically was on the market for a home. She thought the address of a property sounded kind of familiar, but she couldn't put her finger on it. She ran it by her father, and it turns out that that was the home where her grandparents had lived for many years, and also where her father had lived. Yeah, so all of a sudden you have these young home buyers purchasing a property that goes back two generations in their family, and her father could not be more excited.
So
it starts that way, and real estate is such an emotional transaction anyway, that when you add this additional sort of layer of family roots and the fact that there's a real brick and mortar there that has a connection for people, I think it resonates.
Can you tell us a bit more about some of the people you talked to?
Yeah, so one of the most fascinating stories here was from Bob Easton. He's a gentleman who now has a home outside of Bedford, Indiana, but that's only recently. This is a guy who lived out in California, had a larger home, had a condo out there, and it's obviously much more expensive housing out in California than Indiana. But, feeling kind of wistful one night, he looked up, the home that he used to spend summers at, where his grandfather had built a property. And turns out, after doing a Google aerial shot of this home, the first Google listing was a for sale property sign. So basically, he got on the phone 2 days later, found out that it was for sale. So he flew out to Indiana almost immediately after finding the listing and bought it for a song, to be honest. I mean, coming from California and then to Indiana, where he bought the place for $110,000, it was kind of a no-brainer for him. And his story is great because when he got there, he said it was kind of spooky just how nothing had changed about the property. I mean, Indiana isn't really a hot housing market to begin with, so you can imagine over the years the different owners have not made a whole lot of changes to the property, and he loved that about it. You know, he's actually put in several hundreds of thousand dollars on top of that purchase price just to get it back to how it was when he was a kid. So it's sort of almost like a museum now to his childhood and his memories of his grandfather.
That's pretty incredible, honestly.
That's the really fun part. I mean, in the case with the young homeowners, this property had been thoroughly updated and staged as it came back on the market, but no one had touched the basement. So shortly after buying the home, they found out that the home buyer's father, his childhood BB gun was still in the basement closet. When the father found that out, he's been visiting quite often now, kind of getting a kick out of the whole thing. But just finding that tangible thing from the past, I think, means so much to people. And Bob Easton in Indiana, he found jigsaw puzzle pieces that he apparently had lost when he was a kid and got into a fight over it with his sister at the time. So, I mean, it's kind of like spanning years and years of family history, and then you can kind of put your hands again on a piece of the past.
So what role do you think nostalgia is playing in this kind of purchase? It would seem to change all the typical rules of buying something.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's very rare that folks who are buying property for themselves can kind of cut out that emotional aspect of it. And when you're talking about the family component, I think there's even more of that. Another example, up in Upland, California, we have a couple who his name is Brian. He had spent a lot of time at his grandfather's house, which is really kind of futuristic, funky, mid-century modern house. really ahead of its time. It has this built-in sound system inside and out, had the circular pool, and the house is shaped like a hexagon. And, you know, you can just imagine how, as a kid in their imagination, that becomes bigger than life. So Brian and his wife, Kathy, never really left that area. They've been living next nearby for a long time. They found out a couple years ago the home was up on the market. Not only were they determined to get the place, they actually bid $100,000 over the asking price to make sure that they got the place. So, you know, it really, I think, influences real estate purchases. And there's a real determination there, I think, on the part of homeowners to want to reconnect with that past.
We'll be back with more on this in just a moment after this break.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. The next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ Podcasts.
Welcome back to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York, and we're talking about people buying up childhood homes or family heritage properties with the Wall Street Journal's Stefanos Chen. Did anything surprise you in the reporting of this story?
Yeah, I mean, I most surprising was the fact that I couldn't fit them all in the story. There were so many examples that kind of came out of the woodworks. Now that it's published as well, I'm getting emails from folks telling me they have very similar stories. And it's interesting just that how, you know, if you think about this phenomenon happening 10, 20 years ago, I can't imagine this many people having gone through this experience because, the internet and the accessibility with public public records now is just so much easier to attain. Also, the popularity of genealogy you see on TV. There's a couple of different TV shows about finding your roots and family trees. So there's both a greater awareness of genealogy, and also I think the ability for folks to go on these kind of treasure hunts for past real estate.
Yeah, you say there's even a mini industry developing around heritage travel. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so I spoke with the guys over at both 23andMe and Ancestry.com. The first is known for their DNA testing, where they basically can trace your family lineage that way. Ancestry is also now producing a product like that. But one thing that Ancestry mentioned to me is that they have this now sort of luxury product starting at over $2,000, where you basically are hiring the services of a team of professional genealogists to not only find your family roots, but then in some cases also plan for you to travel back to the old homestead. So whether that's in the States, or maybe you found someone out in Dublin, Ireland, or wherever else in the world that search might take you, people are putting down some serious money to reconnect with their roots.
It seems like there are a number of people, though, many more than I would have guessed at first, who are having these interesting experiences, whether it's with products like 23andMe. We had one in our own household. We had a student living with us who tried this out and thought, it has to be wrong because there's no way I'm Jewish. And then, hey, Mom. And it turned out, we didn't really tell you about Grandpa. And so, but it seems like going on this type of trip, this family heritage trip, might find things you don't expect. And maybe that's a great thing for some people, and maybe that's not such a great thing for some people.
It's a mixed bag. You never know quite what you'll find. In the recent past, I also did a story about the Civil War era homes, and they're beautiful properties, but in some cases there's also sort of a challenging past to contend with. There's obviously our ancestors like us kind of had a checkered past in some regard, but that's part of the journey for a lot of these folks in finding what they're all about and what their families were all about.
This was an absolutely fascinating piece. I look forward to seeing a follow-up at some point.
Hey, thank you so much.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.